By now, most of us have cleared our heads of those New Year's hangovers. That's not the case for Rhode Island's 113 state lawmakers. The 2014 assembly that convenes tomorrow will resemble nothing so much as the 2013 assembly. The reason for this is all too evident. As often has been the case, the Smith Hill crowd decided not to decide some big prickly issues last session. An obvious one: how to handle the fiasco that was 38 Studios, the ill-fated $75 million bond guarantee to Kurt Schilling's bankrupt video game company that left taxpayers on the hook for $100 million or so. The first $2.5 million payment on those bonds is due in May. Lawmakers, in their wisdom, opted to make that payment but made no decision on the next installment, which is a much bigger at $12.5 million. That bill becomes due in the budget year starting in July. All lawmakers are up for election this fall. Anyone facing an incumbent who votes to pay the Schilling tab is likely to face an opponent who argues that the state ought to walk on this debt. There are a few things lawmakers dread in an election year more than taking a tough vote. You can argue that the state's bond rating requires the state pay this bill and avoid the taint of being labeled a deadbeat minor league Detroit in the credit markets. But anyone who thinks that's going to be an easy sell with taxpayers believes in the Easter Bunny. Another topic with no simple answer is the Saconnet River Bridge toll. That one nearly crashed the annual budget negotiations last year as Democratic leaders, particularly in the House, faced a rebellion from lawmakers from the east side of Narragansett Bay. The vote counting aspect of this one is pure regional politics, yet there's a much larger issue at stake. When it comes to costly infrastructure projects, should all Rhode Islanders share the cost, or should we finance these necessities with user fees? Should people in Burrillville, Gloucester, or Foster pay for a bridge they hardly ever drive over? Or in our tiny state, should all taxpayers or motorists contribute to multi-million dollar transportation construction that provides economic betterment to us all? Lawmakers ducked that question last year, so it's back on their plates. In the aftermath of the Newtown, Connecticut shootings, there was much sturm and drang about tightening our state's gun control laws. While some cosmetic changes were made, nothing meaningful was done about such crucial issues as clamping down on sales of guns to people with mental health conditions. While public opinion surveys show most Rhode Islanders favor stronger regulations of firearms, the State House gun lobby has proven over the years to be a formidable obstacle. There's scant reason to think the gun issue will be any different this year. The top topic for the last several years in the recession-strained Ocean State has been the economy. That'll be the case again this year as the Assembly grapples with one of the nation's highest unemployment rates. The latest flavor of the moment is reducing or even eliminating the state's 7% sales tax. While some conservatives believe this will spur economic growth down the road, no one seems to have a reasonable answer to the question of how to make up for the loss of hundreds of millions of dollars in sales tax levies that flow to the state in the short term. Because 2014 is an election year, lawmakers won't want to hang around all summer. It's probably too much to ask for, but it would be nice for a change if legislators would vow to take up meaningful business early in the session and avoid the ridiculous rush to adjournment with post-midnight confabs where hundreds of bills that have received scant scrutiny win approval. Humans are a last-minute species, as anyone who's been to the mall on Christmas Eve, the post office on April 15th, or a singles bar at last call can attest. Yet for years, our lawmakers have too often made fools of themselves and the taxpayers who pay them with 11th-hour chicanery. Why not make this year the session with no last-minute excuses where thorny issues get tackled early on? It happened last year with one huge emotional issue, same-sex marriage. Lawmakers got to it early, held marathon hearings, and ensured it did not get mixed up in other topics. In a historic vote, the Assembly approved same-sex marriage. Some were upset with this outcome. Yet, by the time the vote was taken, no one could say they didn't get a fair hearing or that lawmakers took a vote they didn't understand.